You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, the agriculture sector makes up 37.6% of New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions. To reduce these emissions, the Climate Change Commission has advised a 13.6% reduction in sheep and cow stocks, as well as moves towards horticulture, new technologies, and low-methane sheep, while moving away from fertilisers. I spoke to Federated Farmers National President Andrew Hoggard about the report and how this will impact the agriculture sector. I began by asking what the general response had been from farmers.
Given that it's largely unchanged from the draft in terms of agriculture, I would assume their opinions will be very much the same, in that there was, you know, we thought there was some good aspects to the report talking about the need for more investment in science, you know, that differentiation between methane as a short-lived gas and the different impact that it has on warming as opposed to carbon dioxide, the need for improved rural connectivity. You know, they highlight how, you know, there's going to be a need for better farm management and better farm management tools, and without the ability to connect to the internet, you know, in good speeds, then it's very hard to utilise some of those tools. So that's good. You know, a bit of concern around the land use change sort of talk they've got going on there. Understand that, yes, we do have current trends where you do have some farms, sheep and beef farms shifting to forestry, dairy farms shifting to horticulture. That's all well and good if that's what the market is saying it wants more of. My concern would be, of course, if the market's not saying that and we force it anyway, it doesn't help farmers with returns. And, you know, if the world's crying out for more dairy protein and New Zealand is the most efficient producer in terms of greenhouse gas footprint of dairy protein, moves away from it, then someone else takes up that void we've left. And actually, they do it at a much higher footprint, and so thus global emissions actually go up, what's called emissions leakage. So that doesn't make any sense to do. We've got to not only just think about what we do in New Zealand, but how it interacts with the whole in the global context.
Yeah, so on like land change use and that, the report says that horticulture will need to replace 3,500 hectares of animal stocking land per year. How do farmers feel about this? How would it affect their bottom lines?
Well, it depends on, like I said, you know, it's got to be about the market. So there is at the moment, currently, if you look in places like Bay of Plenty, farmers who are, you know, taking a few paddocks out of dairy production and putting them into kiwifruit simply because the market's driving that. They're making that change themselves. They're still running their dairy herd, but they've, you know, dropped it a little bit and replaced with horticulture. You know, that's based on good market returns. And that's just what we would expect to see if the market's driving such a change. Our concern becomes if there wasn't that market drive, say kiwifruit prices sort of stagnated or went back a bit, add onto that the challenges you've got in terms of the shortage of seasonal staff to actually pick it, the kiwi fruit and the other horticultural crops, and we're saying we've got to make this change anyway despite the fact that, you know, it's not going to be as profitable, that's where you have the impact on farm profitability.
Yeah, so of the 13.6% reduction in stock numbers, 8% are already expected to drop. But if there isn't that market demand for horticulture and alternatives, how will farmers reduce the remaining 6%?
Well, if they're forced to, they'll basically end up doing it, but they're not going to make the profit. There's going to be less people employed. There's going to be a cost to New Zealand in doing that, and quite frankly, to the globe in terms of higher emissions, because that production's just going to be replaced somewhere else. Again, it's just we're looking at this thing in total isolation of New Zealand and not actually thinking about the global context here. We've got to remember, you know, the UN has more than one goal. It's got 17 of them, the Sustainable Development Goals. And number two is zero hunger, and three is good health and well-being. And I would argue, you know, and 13 is climate action. Now, our low sort of emissions products that we produce here in New Zealand to help all three of those. But if we were to just randomly cut back for the sake of a national sort of number, we're not actually going to improve anything on the global stage, and this is a global issue.
So do you think there might be flaws with the thing, with people calling for a reduction in emissions and methane emissions when it reduces profit?
No, I think the thing is you've got to look at the global context here, and particularly with methane, it's a short-lived gas. So it lasts about 12 years in the atmosphere, its half-life. And so we haven't been producing, we're still below, our peak was 2006 in terms of methane emissions. And so we're below that level. So for over 12 years, we haven't been emitting any more methane than what we previously have done. New Zealand agriculture is not changing. That concentration is staying the same. And it's that accumulation of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is what drives the warming. So New Zealand agriculture, I would argue, is not actually driving any additional warming. And so what are we trying to achieve here? The whole goal is to limit additional warming to 1.5 degrees. If New Zealand ag is already playing its part, why does making us poorer and in fact driving emissions offshore, which will lead to more, actually solving anything? It's actually going the wrong way.
What about calls then for New Zealand to be a leader in climate change and cutting emissions?
Well, in terms of agriculture, we are a leader. As I said, you know, we've got our footprint of the milk we produce is about 0.8 kg CO2 equivalent per kg of milk. The world average is 2.4. The next best you'll find in Europe is about 1.2 to 1.4. And so we're already leading. We're already doing a hell of a lot better than anyone else. And most importantly, we're doing it without any subsidies. Every other country in the world, particularly in developed countries, their farmers are massively subsidised by the taxpayer just to be farmers. Now, they're talking about changing some of those things so that they get some of that subsidy for doing environmental work. But, you know, if you look at it, New Zealand farmers are leading the way without being subsidised. And everyone else is in a completely different boat. So to be charging us more and forcing a whole bunch of costs on New Zealand agriculture when no other country, when every other country is doing the opposite, again, makes no sense.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.